Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. From the Gospel for this, the last Sunday of the church year, the 25th chapter of St. Matthew, the 10th verse. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. The Gospel for this last Sunday of the church year speaks of the last things, of our Lord's coming again in glory at the last day as judge of the quick and the dead, the completion of our Lord's whole work of salvation. The Lord Jesus speaks of these things by means of a parable of grave and wondrous beauty. The parable of the 10 virgins waiting for the coming of the bridegroom, waiting to accompany the bridegroom to the marriage feast. All through the Holy Scriptures, we find the relationship of God and his ancient people Israel and the church portrayed with the joyful imagery of bridegroom and bride. The prophet Isaiah held out to the distressed people of Israel the joyful promise: as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. And when the promised Savior came, he spoke of himself as the promised bridegroom, and he performed his first miracle at a marriage, at a wedding feast, in that way pointing to the mystery of who he is, the heavenly bridegroom who in love comes to claim his bride. As we sing of Christ's church in the familiar hymn, from heaven he came and sought her to be his holy bride. And so in this parable, Christ himself is the bridegroom who comes suddenly to gather the 10 virgins with their lamps to accompany him to the marriage. So far, this parable is one of rejoicing. The 10 virgins wait in an atmosphere already charged with festal joy. But then the atmosphere of the parable changes. Wedding feasts in those days were held at night. And so the 10 virgins waiting have the task of accompanying the bridegroom with brightly burning lamps. But when the coming of the bridegroom is suddenly announced, 5 of the virgins discover that their lamps are going out. They have no reserve of oil. And so they ask the other 5 for some of their oil. The other 5 refuse to do this and tell them to go and buy some themselves. While they do this, the bridegroom comes, and the 5 wise virgins go with him to the marriage feast. Now it is at this point in the parable that we find its most chilling words: and the door was shut. And the door was shut. For when the five foolish virgins finally arrive and beg to be let in to the marriage feast, the bridegroom speaks those chilling words, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you," and the door was shut. In this parable, Jesus is talking about the last things, when on the last day he will come to judge the living and the dead. And Jesus concludes the parable with the words, "Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." We Christians do not wait aimlessly. We wait for the coming of him who is both our Savior and our Judge. He calls us to be always ready for the unknown day of his coming. For those who don't know him as their Savior, that unknown day can only be a day of terror, for to them he comes as Judge. But you and I know him as the one who on the cross suffered the judgment we by our sins have deserved. To Christ's believing people, Christ is the heavenly bridegroom who comes with great love to take us to the heavenly marriage feast, that marriage supper of the Lamb seen in vision by St. John exiled on Patmos. And so as believers, we both live in joyful expectation, yet also are called to watch and to pray so that we may be ready. And we watch and pray not as isolated individuals, but in the fellowship of the church. In Jesus' parable, there are 10 virgins, not just one. 10 virgins, not just one. And so we wait and hope as members of the waiting and hoping church. But the church can't wait and be ready for us any more than the church can believe or love for us. In the epistle for this day, St. Paul calls on the Christians in the city of Thessalonica to watch and be ready. He says, "You are children of the light and of the day. And since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation, for God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ." Yes, the parable of the 10 virgins who await the coming of the bridegroom is one of grave and wondrous beauty, for it points to the last things, the coming again in glory of the Lord Jesus as judge of the living and the dead. Next Sunday, the season of Advent begins. Advent means coming. And in the Advent season, we Christians not only prepare for the yearly remembrance of the coming in great humility of the Lord Jesus as Mary's son, we also look forward and prepare for his coming again in glory. And since the Lord, who will come as our judge, has already come as our Savior, we await his coming not in fear and dread, but in joyful expectation. A joyful expectation so beautifully expressed in the words of the hymn we now will sing. O joy, to know that thou, my friend, art Lord, beginning without end, the first and last eternal. And thou at length, O glorious grace, wilt take me to that holy place, the home of joys supernal. Amen, amen. Come and meet me, quickly greet me with deep yearning, Lord. I look for thy returning. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.